The proposed cuts from the Trump administration could be an opportunity for agency managers to get creative. With less money to go around, there may be less money to maintain legacy IT systems, so that means updating them or utilizing other methods may be the best route. For more on the subject, Federal News Radio's Eric White spoke with Mallory Barg-Bullman, the Vice President for Research and Evaluation at the Partnership for Public Service.
So I think it's a little too soon to tell what the exact proposed budget cuts are, but we do know that OMB in the president's proposal has talked a lot about shrinking the size of federal investment. And one of the things that the Partnership for Public Service has talked about is the notion of spending smarter. Right now, there's a large investment in federal IT. It's $89 billion in fiscal year 16. And a lot of that, a considerable percent of it, goes on maintaining aging infrastructure. And so really looking strategically at the federal IT infrastructure is going to be an important piece of figuring out how to manage that spending.
Has the fact that agencies can afford to maintain their old technology been the main reason it never gets updated?
Sure. So I think the range of reasons are really varied. You know, one COO we talked with during the last administration had said that their agency had a 10-year contract that managed the entire department's IT infrastructure. So the agency was really bound by some existing agreements that had been in place a long time ago. And as you know, the information technology field changes quite a bit. The other thing that's not talked about a lot is the workforce related to federal IT. One of the things that I always find really shocking is that there are five times as many federal IT workers over the age of 60 as those who are under the age of 30. And without jumping to any conclusions about what that means, I'll tell you that my kids are far better at using technology than I am. And this is a field that's changing dramatically. You know, the government can have all of the technological infrastructure at once, but if you don't have highly skilled workers capable of dealing with the complex and emerging cyber threats, as well as the technological systems, we're really going to be falling behind.
Mallory Barg-Bullman is Vice President for Research and Evaluation at the Partnership for Public Service. So on the workforce problems, and you talked about spending smarter, how do you spend smarter to get a more diverse and, I guess, you know, maybe a younger workforce?
Sure. So there's a lot of different strategies. Some of it is looking at the workforce that you have. One thing that we do every year as part of the Best Places to Work in the federal government rankings that we do with Deloitte is looking at employee engagement. And that's really, you know, that extra willingness to put forth that extra effort. When you look at the IT workforce at the government-wide level, it actually that engagement level falls below the government-wide level by a couple points. In 2016, the government-wide best places score was 59.4, and the government-wide IT average was 56.8. And so really looking at how do you make sure you're getting the best out of the workforce that you have, making sure that they're getting the training, making sure they have the opportunities to work in a systematic way. You can also look at some of the models that are already out there. You know, one thing the Partnership for Public Service has frequently is everything that should be happening is probably already happening somewhere. You do have models like 18F and the U.S. Digital Services Corps who brought in individuals from private sector for, you know, sort of like sabbaticals into help government address some of the most pressing challenges. And those teams really worked as SWAT teams. So it's not that every agency needed to have its own digital elite team. Rather, this was a group housed within the center of government and able to be deployed where needed.
And on IT infrastructure, what sort of mechanisms are we going to see agency managers have to utilize if the spending cuts do come through?
So you want to look at what is, you know, where the agency is spending money. And, you know, one thing that the Partnership for Public Service we have on our platform is actually a profile for every agency, both what they're spending in terms of their total IT spend, as well as the percent that's being spent on steady state investments. This is a project we've been working on with Accenture Federal Services for the past several years. And, you know, as agency COOs and CIOs begin to be named, this is a really good resource to look at and looking at what the makeup is within the individual agency. Additionally, GAO puts out the high-risk list every year. This is the areas in the federal government that are most greatly at risk of waste, fraud, abuse, mismanagement, or in need of transformation. And one area that has been on that list for some time is improving the management of IT acquisitions and operations. So as individual agency leaders come into place, it's worth looking at all these resources and seeing what are the particular issues within their agency.
Let's talk shared services. How can that free up some budgetary room for agency managers?
Sure. So shared services has tremendous potential here. You know, one of the things that we've seen with both shared services as well as category management is the opportunity for the government to act as one enterprise and really for agencies to work across their walls. You know, GSA, as part of the category management initiative, saw that agencies were buying basically the same laptop, and the price for that laptop ranged, I think, from about $400 to about $1,000. And what they were able to do was negotiate one purchase for all the different agencies, which was able to save resources across the government and really also save time in the acquisition process. A tremendous amount of time is put into these really basic acquisitions. And through shared services, you can do one purchase or one entity purchasing on behalf of many.
Mallory Barg-Bowman is Vice President for Research and Evaluation at the Partnership for Public Service. And so what other examples have there been of agencies updating IT modernization through things like that? I know that HHS has had some success in that area, and as well as the Homeland Security Department.
That's right. So both HHS as well as DHS spend a tremendous amount of money on IT. You know, with DHS, it's about $6.2 billion, and HHS is about $13 billion on IT spending. And one thing that both of these agencies have done, and something that GAO has looked at a lot, is looking at the percent of agencies that or percent of projects within the agency that are being managed in the right way, being given the right type of oversight, and just making sure that they're using an agile approach every 6 months, making sure that these projects are on budget and also meeting the goals that they're trying to meet.
Using that statistic you gave us, 70 to 80% of the IT budget is going towards maintaining just old and aging technology. Can you ballpark how much lower they can get that number to, and so that they can actually start investing towards the future? If they utilize these?
You know, it's hard for me to say at a government-wide level. I think that's really something for the new CIOs when they come in and the new COOs to look at. One of the things that we hear frequently from agency leaders is that they really have a hard time because they don't have the systems they need. We heard one story about, you know, an agency, and they were trying to monitor what was going on at many of their field offices. You know, as we know, lots of federal agencies have large and diverse field infrastructures. And this particular agency was wheeling around a mainframe computer to enter in different barcodes. Now, I can do that from my cell phone, but this was the old technology that they were working on. And so I think as each agency leader comes in to really look strategically at how is the agency doing things, where are there opportunities to do things better, smarter, and, you know, maybe cheaper too, which would be great.
Saving money is one consequence of updating technology, but I imagine customer satisfaction would also increase. Since these things are so intertwined, is there any way that that could help agencies' budgets in the future too?
Absolutely. We actually just released last week a report called The Most Important Customer. This is a project we did with Accenture Federal Services as part of an ongoing initiative we have to work with them on improving federal customer service. And actually what we saw is that agencies that have used technology have improved customer service and in some ways really improved mission outcomes. One really amazing example of this is the State Department. It used to be a really labor-intensive process for individuals to report a lost or stolen passport, which is really a great risk to the nation. And one of the things they started doing is putting an online option to report lost and stolen passports. And the State Department saw a 46% increase in the total number of reports they received worldwide in a very short period of time. So, you know, that's an example of probably cost less, made customers much happier because it was easy to do, and you saw an improved national security outcome. Really, you know, a win-win all around.
Mallory Barg-Bowman is Vice President for Research and Evaluation at the Partnership for Public Service, speaking there with Federal News Radio's Eric White. You can find this interview on our website at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.